Time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Well, busy world we're living in right now. Currently in out of the Elk City Mezzanet, we're at 99 degrees. Heat index is at 99. Humidity is 27% and dropping. Winds are out of south-southwest at 17 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 22 miles an hour. And it's going to get up a little bit more before the day's over, sort of like it was yesterday. It wasn't good. Let's check out some of the mezzanet temperatures around our listening area. Shamrock, you're 98. 99 at Wheeler, 99 at Canadian. Arnett's 102. Sealing, you're 100. Camargo, you're 102. I think you're the hottest in the state right now. Woodward, you're 100. And Altus, coming in at 99. Hollis, Hobart, Mangum, 99. Clinton, 99. Hey, it's warm out there. How about that? Well, I'm going to delay my grains and everything for a couple segments, because first part I want to cover right now is the fires that we had down south of Elk City. One of the fires, or actually we had 9 fires south of Elk City yesterday afternoon. I could see them from my house, and I live on the other side of the river south of Sayre. But there was 9 fires. This coming from Chief Kyle Shipinke, stretching from the county yard on 6 highways south, then 3 miles east on Triggers. They were spread out through there. There wasn't but 300 acres burned altogether, but it was mean 300 acres. My last I heard, it was 31 fire trucks there. Carter, Canute, Sayre, Burns Flat, Foss, Eric, Roger Mills County Task Force, and Delhi stood by in case something else happened. I know Roger Mills, looking at their emergency Facebook page, they left around midnight last night. And guess what? Just about 20 minutes ago, they arrived on the big one up there at Moreland. So they're up there. They're busy. Talk about that here in just a few minutes. Like I said, it wasn't a big fire, but that wind and that grass was like gasoline yesterday with the humidity being low. The Phillips family and the Elk City McDonald's team fed all 70-plus firemen that was working on the fire last night. We'll call it the Trigger Fire. How's that? But anyway, thank you so much for all that help. Elk City still has 4 trucks on the scene right now, and Carter's on standby. And they hope to have all the lines fully mopped up by 3 o'clock this afternoon. And I'm glad they got it well under control early, as fast as they could. And thank you again, firemen, full-time and volunteers. You guys all do a wonderful job, and you know I got your back here on the show. If anybody, they're working hard again. They had the Mangum fire, they got this fire, now they got the Moreland fire. And I'm gonna ask you guys to dig down deep and see if you can find in your heart to go by your favorite fire station. Don't matter whether it's Strong City, Cheyenne, Willow, Mangum, anywhere around here, any fire station, drop off some water, some Gatorade, some non-perishable snacks. Like I've said before, probably twice now, if you got Snickers you want to give them, you got to bring it by the station. Let me taste test them before you get them out to the firemen. Sorry, I mean, I'm looking out for their safety and health on that deal. But seriously, beef jerky, anything that, you know, they don't have to keep cold. So please do that. and they'd appreciate it because they're running low again. You know, you guys did a great job back in the early summer, late spring, when we all the big fires around here helping them out. Well, they need it again. And and donations, if you want to just donate some money so they can buy some, they'd probably appreciate that too. And like I said, Roger Mills is up at Moreland. And let me check that out. I got a text right before the show started from the Roger Mills County Emergency Director, and he sent me a picture, and there's still fires. It's still getting it up there. But right now from Roger Mills County, if this thing will open, Crawford, Berlin, Hammond, Sweetwater, Strong City, and Roger Mills 40 is there, and I think that's Carl Billy himself, and for support. Anyway, they're all there helping with the one at Moreland. If you guys haven't seen any pictures from that fire, it's bad. But let's cover a couple tips before I go to break. Please, according to Chief Shavinka, please check your chains and your tires before you go. They're as spread out as that fire was south of Elk, 9 different spots. You can assume that it was a chain or something, but they're still investigating, so we don't know the 100% what caused it. Check your chains, check your tires, check your well bearings. Guys, when you're going out bailing early in the morning or late at night, take a fire extinguisher with you. I've already seen 3 reports of balers burning up in Oklahoma, one of them causing a fire. And here's one for you. Down there in Dallas, guy was mowing his yard and started a fire, and it burned 20 houses up in his neighborhood. I mean, anything can spark a fire right now until we start getting some rain. That grass is like gasoline. Just please double check everything. And also another tip is there's been a lot of thieving going on, or let me put that nicely. A lot of stuff has been disappearing. So all you farmers and ranchers and homeowners that live out in the country that don't farm a ranch, be sure to secure your equipment. Check on your equipment if you're got it away from the house or the barn. Your fuel, a lot of fuel being siphoned out of tractors and stuff like that and stolen. Times are tough. Times are tough. So check on your stuff. Check on your cattle. Nothing's going to say nobody's not going to grab a couple extra calves to take home. But anyway, just keep a good eye on all your stuff. And then again, check your chains and all that good stuff and prevent grass fires as much as you can. Well, when I get back, I'm going to finish up what I started last Friday with Dan Cook, who is the Roger Mills OSU Extension educator. And we wanted to touch on the Johnson grass just a little bit, but there are some chemicals that he sent me an email on yesterday that are sprayed on soybeans and corn that we need to talk about also as far as grazing and some cover crop grazing. So anyway, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And God bless all you firemen out there for doing a great job yesterday and then the ones that are on the job right now. We appreciate you guys.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I knew I was probably going to try to get a hold of Mickey, and I had been shopping and had the prices. So I had shopped previously before Mickey showed up at the office, and I told him that. And he understood, and he said he wanted to give it a shot. And so he did, and his prices were right. And his coverage was as good or better than some of the stuff I was shopping. And so that was an easy decision for me because I'd already done the legwork on the other end, but I had been to their places. He shows up at my barn. And so when he was even a little bit cheaper on some stuff the same, it was an easy decision for me because you got a guy there wanting your business. My name's Bandy Silk, My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 25th. 1,858 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 368 brought 204. 5 at 451 brought 165. 13 at 693 brought 175.50. 24 at 834 brought 164. 3 at 848 brought 159. 7 head of heifers at 384 brought 180. 5 at 500 brought 171.50. 20 at 618 brought 168.50. 4 at 635 brought 141. 9 at 829 brought 153. 50. Butcher cows were 11 to 75. Butcher bulls brought 61 to 107. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, I'm back. Coming up in the next segment after I get done speaking with Mr. Dan Cook from Roger Mills County, OSU Extension. I got sale barn results from Elk City, Clinton, or Western Oklahoma Livestock, and I actually got a text message right before the show started from Hollis Livestock. So anyway, we got lots going on. You know what needs to happen? Since Bandy Silk is so good on the radio, he needs to come in and help me do the show, and we'll just have a two-hour show because I can't cover what goes on in agriculture every day in 1 hour. And since he's so good at it and overpaid for what he does anyway, and I'm sure he'd have time to come in here and help me, so I think Bandy needs to come in and help me do the show every now and then. What do you guys think? Anyway, text it in at 580-225-9697. And Mr. Cook, welcome back to the show.
You bet. I'm glad to be back on. Sorry the other day I kind of failed on the last part of that deal. I failed too. Telephone failure, but hopefully we get through that today. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about, because we're getting a lot of different new questions asked than that we've had in the past, and I'd like to give some heads up on some things so we don't make some mistakes that we don't need to make. And as this drought and lack of hay and as some of these crops start to fail, we're kind of in this business that we've got an opportunity maybe to use some of those crops that are failing, and there's some things we need to be prepared to check out before we get ourselves in a worse jam, maybe of feeding a product that might cause us loss rather than try to help with our cow herds. And that's kind of what I'm on here for today.
Yeah, well, yes,
give
sir.
Heads up of what we've been talking about.
Yeah, well, the other day we didn't get to touch on it much, but I know there's a lot of people out there that understand the difference between nitrate poison and prussic acid poison, and there's a difference. And new farmers and ranchers out there, whether they got a little spread or a big spread, I don't think they really fully understand. They know that Johnson grass, or any sorghum by that means, because, you know, Johnson grass is really not a lot different than Sudan grass. It's all a sorghum, and it can get poison or, either way, whether it's nitrate or peresic. But what is the difference in the two of those?
Your peresic acid is a cyanic gas.
Right.
And that's usually in the top part of the plant, top third, and new regrowth. it can happen to you in a killing frost that doesn't really kill the sedan haze or some of the cover crops that are some of the other, or not just cover crops, but like Johnson grass or whatever, and it gets a regrowth underneath. You may mow the Johnson grass in the ditch, and then we catch a rainfall, and it comes out exploding. This year's been kind of weird because it's spotted over the state due to the drought. We're getting more and more, and it's all a little bit different. It started off in the area when we kind of was droughted off the start, and then we got some heavy rainfall under some of those popcorn clouds, and new growth took place. And we get it sometimes when they come back in to regraze on sedans or whatever, and you can get a regrowth on a plant, and that could be pleurisic acid. Nitrates accumulate in the stems in the lower third of the plant, and the difference is that your pleurisic, if you catch it, that's that cow that took a bite with her head in the fence, and she's still laying there, and they, when
yes.
they check the blood on her, if jerks the plants up, goes to eating hard, and it's high nitrate, and or most of the time it's in a hay situation at winter time, and we didn't test the nitrates in it, and that first big old cold front comes through, and we get about 12 inches of snow on, and the only thing we have is that hay, and we put it out there, and that's all they eat, or they eat it in a corral, and that where we've locked them in, and they've had pigweed or Johnson grass, all of those, and kochia weed, they're all high in nitrates, and sometimes we lock them in those sensors, and those cows get high nitrate levels. Worst thing about nitrates is not only does it have a possibility of killing at high levels, but it causes abortion.
Yes.
And a lot of times we blame our old bull or something like that, because, you know, we didn't have a good calf crop, and it may have been that we kicked in a pasture and we didn't check the nitrates and we aborted some calves.
Yes, and there's a, you guys have charts available on your website, and when you do get a test for your sorghum hay or Johnson grass or whatever, the report we get back from OSU from the test is it's got a chart in there that if I remember right, like 0 to 3,000 is okay, but anything over 3,000 might cause your cows to abort, and then it's safe up to, for calves, feeder calves, maybe up to 4,000 or 45. I don't remember those numbers, but you guys have it on your test results, and that's a good chart to look at.
Yes, and for the pleurisic acid, I mean, do us a favor when you guys pull those samples and bring it in for a nitrate test. I get, and you come in there, one of them's hot, the other three's good, and then you go, I don't know. If I have 15 samples from a place, I know it's a lot easier sometimes to pull up a corner of a field and just jump out and get it, but it's a lot better if you'll pull it, the average sample for the area, and give us about 15 plants to test for nitrates. If you're going to come back into a pasture, and here's what we kind of had a heads up in some meetings today, and that is we've got some plants that, like the Johnson plants or Johnson or Sedan haze, that are out there, and they're already drought stricken, they may be burned up or whatever, and we get a drought ending rain, if this possibility comes this weekend or it comes down the road, and all of a sudden we get a big flush of growth on those plants, they possibly could have both nitrates or pleurisic acid from that new regrowth.
Yes.
And so we're trying to give heads up. We're still having some pleurisic in different hot spots in the area where it's really, really dry, and then the plants are dead, and then they get a pop-up heavy rainfall. There was some down in Tipton that caused some calves to die that were kicked out on some wheat, leftover wheat pasture. So it's a very unusual year. Normally we deal with it off the start with prussic acid at the start of the season when we start with a drought. And then we get a rainfall in that area and we get a big flush of growth or in the ditch where they've been mowing or come back to it. Or in the wintertime when we have that first killing frost and it doesn't kill the sedan or the millet or Johnson grass or whatever, and that takes place. And then we'll see a little feathering or new growth of plants down below the dead part, and usually that stuff could be cow killing for a certain amount of time. One thing we kind of give you a heads up, a lot of times I'll get a producer come in here and they'll say, well, it rained there last night. Well, you know, sometimes it'll test good that day, and sometimes it won't. Sometimes after a big rainfall, it'll cause it to go up. Nitrates usually are higher in 100 degree temperatures, any type of drought stress, all the above that we're dealing with right now. And so it would be wise if you're coming into pastures with a lot of Johnson grass or you're going to put up some hay or you got sedan hay, get it checked, because it's always better to be safe than sorry.
Oh, by all means, because, you know, do you have a certain time frame that you would recommend to anybody out there? As far as whether it doesn't matter whether it's Johnson grass or sedans or whatever, after a rain, like right now, we're in a drought. So say it rains Thursday night, what, week, 10 days, and then get it tested?
It could be a week up to, our recommendations is it could be for 7 to 14 days before it goes down.
Okay.
And it could do the other. It could be safe and then go up.
Yep.
If that plant was kind of, the chemistry is kind of a little bit hard to guess on the year end, but usually it's from 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
And that's the reason we're given the real warning is because we're so droughted in some areas that, you know, that the plant may be already burned up and down, and it may be a small plant, and then and we get a little bit of regrowth on that with that it could cause prussic, and that's some of the spot areas. That's kind of what they think's happening or could be happening. It's kind of hard to tell when prussic's going to get you. Nitrate, you kind of got an idea. It's anything stressing that plant and or accelerated growth or whatever. One of the things that I've been getting called for, and as we've got into this situation, there's with less and less hay, there's in the crop failure, and what we're getting into is I'm getting questions on silage. What if I can get a hold of some corn? You know, it may be in the dough stage, and they're going to put it up for silage. What do I need to check for? And the other one is possibilities on the soybean plants around the country that are not going to make a pot out or whatever. And then the weird one I got today and on a discussion was possibly grazing whole cotton and what we should do on that deal, you know, because that plant might be 6 inches tall and you put a lot of nitrogen into it. Should we or shouldn't we test it? What are some of the things? And that one's a kind of a big kind of a question because nobody really knows how to answer that one, but it may still be the answer is test it for nitrates and go from there. But one of the things that I'd like to get across to you, if you're going to get some of these products such as those that are row crop products that may be released that they're going to put into hay or put it into haylage or they're going to put it into silage, test for the herbicides that they use. Ask the guys what herbicides they use, because some products have a feed restriction on those, and we need to know that, because you don't want to grab a product that's got a zero, or you want a 0 day product or shorter, but if it's out 60 days, you want to know when they applied it and how long ago it was. We want to make sure that we're feeding a product that's meeting the feeding restriction times on it, so we don't get in trouble with that that product. And that could be soybeans or corn. And soybeans make really great hay, but there are several products on the out there that if they used it, it has no grazing or no feed. I mean, it has a feed restriction not to be fed. And so we need to know those things when we go out to talk with the person we possibly be purchasing it from. I like to also say this, you know, we always hear the deal that corn made into silage doesn't have high nitrates. Well, what the real science shows that it'll lower nitrates from 20 to 50%. But if that corn's been really hard stressed, it may still have levels high enough in nitrates to cause you a lot of problems.
Oh, by all means, I'm sure.
And the other thing is on that, depending on whether it was put up, when and how, you might want to test for aflatoxins too on that, and we have to send that off, or there's some labs that will do that for you. But those things we really need to know right now as we move into this, trying to figure out what we're going to feed these cows as we're having problems with hay and what we may be offered. Not saying that those products aren't extremely good, but understand that you know, corn actually has high nitrates too.
Right.
And not only I'm talking about the stalks, along with the possibility of made into silage. So we need to know that and have a test. Sometimes I wouldn't want to purchase something to, you know, and not know that, and then all of a sudden I lose several head in this type of market we're in right now.
Well, if you're just joining me, Dan Cook, Roger Mills County, OSU Extension Educator's been on with it. We got kind of cut off the other day. It was both our faults. I know his reasoning. He doesn't know mine. He doesn't know I hit the wrong button in the studio, but it didn't matter. He couldn't hear me anyway. So it was all good. And we're finishing it up today. And you're correct on some of those chemicals and that people use on corn and soybeans, and I'm sure all that, you know, because I heard of a guy a couple of years ago that he was feeding square bales of mung beans or something. I can't remember what it was. And that was baled up in little square bales, and his belly broke out. And I don't remember the chemical that they'd sprayed on there. And they finally figured it out. And, you know, plus he was feeding it to the cows, which wasn't a good deal either. So, you know, you need to double check everything you do, what they sprayed with it, and, you know, get it tested for nitrates.
I will say this. I'm sitting here looking at, we were given a fact sheet that came from Missouri, and it's integrated pest management. It was given to us by in a meeting the other day, and they have the list of products. And you know, the product atrazine, it's used quite a little bit.
Yep.
It's got a 60-day grazing restriction and forage silage restriction. Some of these products are being used, and some of them, you know, they've got anywhere. I mean, there's a whole list on here in this fact sheet that's called Consider Your Grazing Hay and Silage Options for Herbicide Treatment of Corn and Soybeans. And it actually separates it down, and it's a good fact sheet. And if you got any concerns, or you look on the label and they tell you something, then you may give a call into, and we see if we can answer that at least. But most of the labels have that written on there. Another concern that we're getting ready to come into is another what if. What if we don't get a drought-ending rain and we get to the wheat harvest time and we've been using a row crop and we put a herbicide down on that, and that herbicide maybe close to that planting time, and we look at the label and we haven't checked to see when you're dealing with drought. Some of these herbicides, they'll have they'll say for certain character conditions how long that time period may be, and most of the time it's longer than normal, and it may affect our next crop, especially if it's like wheat or something that we dust in beside behind some crop, you know, a corn crop or a cotton crop or whatever, and we use some herbicides that had a long time period restriction on there, and that's another one to be thinking of right now.
Yep, big time. Well, Mr. Cook, I appreciate you coming on here with us today, and I got to take a break and come back and finish up some livestock things, and thank you so much for, if anybody's got any questions, they can call you at the Roger Mills office or any extension office, OSU extension office at any of your counties. They all got the same information, and these gentlemen are great big help for the farm and ranch community.
Okay, thank you, and I'm glad to help you. Y'all have a great day.
All right, thanks, Dan. Well, before we go to break, guess what day it is? It's Tuesday. I know you guys know that already, but it's Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. I'm wearing their cap the whole hour during my show, and you can look at my ugly mug, but it's a really nice cap on top of my head there. But anyway, Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 1019 South Main in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health. I got some buddies that ought to take their big heads in there and see if they can get some of their teeth fixed, but I won't announce their names on the radio today anyway. Bovine embryo transfer and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt chute on the site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding, and indoor-outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. Call 580-225-0200. Easy to remember. Or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide you for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows. FYI, they're going to shut that operation down for tomorrow through Sunday, and they won't be back till Monday. I think Taylor's mom said something. She had enough. But anyway, no, they're going to take a short break. They've been going after since they opened it up a little over a year ago. They've been going strong and hard, and they just want a break. So they will be gone. Hey, also, Walgreens parking lot right now on the corner of 3rd and Main. They got some watermelons out there on that corner. You can't miss them. They're right there. Indiana GM, he's selling them watermelons. They're from their local grown watermelons from Vernon Wooten's down there south of Carter across the river bridge, getting close to Willow. That's where they're on both sides of the county line there. I'm going to clear that up. But anyway, they're selling watermelons right down there right now. So stop by there and help out your local producer and buy local watermelons that was grown local. How's that? Anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 22nd, 2073 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 330 brought 206, 4 at 466 brought 186, 16 at 517 brought 174, 10 at 562 brought 157, 5 at 922 brought 147, 3 head of heifers at 247 brought 184, 7 at 408 brought 158, 9 at 541 brought 153.50, 14 at 654 brought 147, 4 at 911 brought 128.50. Butcher cows were 15 to 86.50. Butcher bulls brought 55 to 108. Bred cows were 650 to 1225. Pairs brought 850 to 1785. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
We strive in our cow herd for high efficiency cattle. We want lots of gain with low input. That's what we strive for. We want our customers to be able to wean the biggest calf without putting much money into that. We try to prove that through our commercial herd, and then if they prove themselves there, then we make them registered, and we chase those bloodlines. Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Hey, sports fans, listen up.
Pass up in the air to Culver. Oh, he makes an unbelievable one-handed catch.
If you have a love for Western Oklahoma high school sports, this job is for you. Paragon Communications currently has openings for broadcasters on Paragon TV.
Here's the pitch.
Right down the middle, swinging, strike three. Two away.
This entry-level seasonal position offers a great opportunity for someone to get their foot in the door of sports broadcasting. Applicants must have a basic knowledge of computers and broadcast equipment, and know the games of football, basketball, and other high school athletics. Basically, be a fan of the game.
For three on the outside. She's feeling it. She's got it.
To apply, contact Gabe at 580-225-9696 or swing by the Paragon Studios at 220 South Pioneer in Elk City.
Great pass, and it works. Backdoor cut, just like Mama ordered, folks.
Come join the exciting world of sports broadcasting by joining our team at Paragon Communications.
Morton's taking a three for the win. Got it!
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, welcome back at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center here in our studio. I'm showing 98 degrees. Mezzanet, it's on top of the hill out there, 101 already, so it is warmed up. Well, quickly, live cattle, everything cattle feeder. Hogs are on the red today. August is 137.15. October is 146.62. December is 148.22. February is 152.12. Feeder cattle. August 177.85. September is 180.80. Down 1.8. And then we got lean hogs are August 117.10. 93.25 for October and 85.75 for December. Well, I just wanted you just heard during the commercial, if you was listening, they gave the Elk City Livestock Auction report, but I just wanted to go over it. It looks like the calf market is still holding strong. The butcher cows are still not doing too bad. They were bringing up to 86.50, butcher bulls up to 108. Bred cows don't look too shabby, 12.25. High end pairs were bringing anywhere from 850 to 1785. Well, let's go and skip, but let's go to the next day. And at Hollis, the next Saturday, it looked like their steers were they're all in check. 300 to 400 pounders bringing up to 235. 500 pounders bringing 210. Up to 600 pounders, $2. $700, $1.80. So it looks like it's pretty strong. Heifer, same thing. 400-pound, up to 400, 180, up to 500, $1.72, up to 600, $1.70. And they had some butcher cows down there bringing up to 80 cents, and the bulls were bringing up to 90. Well, let's go on over to yesterday and see what was happening. Same thing, 400-pounders up to $2, $2.09. It was still a strong market, and they had almost 2,000 head there at Western Oklahoma. Looked like the butcher cows, which, you know, Western Oklahoma is a good feeder calf and a calf market, and they do get some cattle in there, but they were still bringing up to $75, and butcher bulls bringing up to $1.07. So, I mean, it's still not too bad. When I come back, I got to go to the break real quick, come back and give you a Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. If I got time, I'll give you some updates on the hay market, because it is Hay Day Tuesday. Like I said, if I had Bandy Silk here, we could go another hour, but I don't. He's not showed up yet. But anyway, we got lots to talk about still. I'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot, one connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stockers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
With spring planting wrapping up and early summer harvest now underway, have peace of mind knowing you can depend on Western Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, to keep you in the field and running efficiently. With over 100 fully equipped service trucks, we will meet you wherever you are, whenever you need us, with zero unexpected fees or surcharges to worry about. Also, don't forget about our $99 inspections available when bringing in multiple machines. Call your local Western Equipment location today and we'll have a truck headed your way.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I'm going to honestly tell you guys that it's going to be really close. I know in the main part of Oklahoma, all the mesonite centers are going to hit triple digits today. Out there in far western Oklahoma Panhandle, they're at 93. They might get there. I don't know. It's still early in the day, but, man, there's just hundreds everywhere. It's 103 at Fairview, 103 at Sealing, 103 at Woodward. And those guys, not only just from Roger Mills County Fire Task Force, but all the fire people and county workers, they're up there with graders and stuff. That's a huge fire up there at Moreland. And send prayers for them guys. And like I said earlier in the show, if you guys can dig down, find in the bottom of your heart, all the way to the top, have time to go by your favorite fire station, drop off some, you can drop them water off. I think they got plenty, but please still bring them off. But they need Gatorade, and they need stuff like peanut butter crackers, beef jerky. They could probably use some chapstick, anything, wet rags, packages of wet rags or cans of them. Just help them out. They're in gear that's already 100 degrees before the temperature on the outside gets there. So there's no telling how hot those guys are. And send prayers out for fighting that force. Well, let's check out the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Currently at Elk City, it's 101. It's already climbed a degree since I was running my mouth there. 102 for high. I think it's going to get a little hotter. Tomorrow, 103. Tomorrow evening, 76 for low. But Thursday, we have now a 40% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 99. Thursday night, 50% chance of thunderstorms, low of 70. 89 for a high Friday with a 50% chance of thunderstorms. Friday night, 66 degrees. Man, get the hoodie out. 40% chance of rain then. Saturday, 89 for a high, 30% chance of rain. Anyway, we got some really good chances of rain going. Last map I seen, it looks like from the Red River south, maybe up to Granite, somewhere in there, up to a half inch from Granite north up to, say, a line between Cheyenne and Custer City. If you drew a straight line across Oklahoma, anywhere from a half inch to 1 inch, and north of that, anywhere from 2 to 3 inches. So I hope they're right. And believe me, I know it's just a prediction, but anyway, we need it in the worst way. Tomorrow on the show, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about gardening on one segment of the show, and we're going to go over some of the sale barn receipts from Woodward today. They're having their bull and cow sale today, and mañana, Hobart Stockyards, Senor Rex. Smiley Rex, he's having his sale down at the Hobart Stockyard. So if you guys got anything you need to sell or buy, let that man know. He'll help you out. He's a good man. I just like the crap out of him. I seen on Facebook a while ago, Hobart Farm and Garden, they look like they're a big Vortex dealer. And for you guys that don't know about Vortex, and I think all my farming buddies do, they do scopes and binoculars. I have a lot of Vortex scopes, and I have a set of very expensive rangefinders, Vortex binoculars, and I love them. But anyway, Joe Bob was in there, and they were showing off all the glass and stuff they got. If your hunt season's not that far away, so anyway, get fired up and go see those guys down there, and they'd appreciate the business. Well, let's go over some hay prices real quick. Alfalfa looks like California and now Texas and New Mexico, up to $400 a ton for premium and up to $400 a ton for good delivered. Let's check out the neighbors on some alfalfa prices. In Kansas, $220 to $300 a ton for premium, $175 to $270 for good. Then none of that's delivered. That's what you're going to pay. Missouri, $175 to $275 for premium, $120 to $180 for good. Oklahoma, $200 to $285, the $285 being delivered, and $230 for good, and that's delivered. Texas, $280 to $450, $260 to $280 on good. And I think that is. Washington, the West Coast, pretty much your high end on the alfalfa out there. And what do we got on grass hay? Let's check it out. Kansas, 125 to 185 for premium. Missouri's around 140. None were sold in Oklahoma last week, so I have no reports on that. I'm going to guess anywhere from 140 to 180 to $200 a ton for premium grass in Oklahoma. Fertilizer prices have gone up, and there's no way to sell at any same prices last year. I don't care who you are. Texas is at $330 a ton for premium. If you have hay to sell, or you know anybody that's got good hay for sale, don't ever be bashful about not texting it in on my show, and I will announce it. I got a gentleman right now that's needing some hay, and he will travel to get it. So if anybody knows, and I don't remember if he said grass or if he just said hay, let's see what he said. He said, I need some cow hay, and I'll drive a little ways to get it. There you go. Anyway, if anybody's got any hay for sale, please text in or call me. My phone number, I got a few minutes left here. My phone number is 580-821-6646. That's my personal phone number. Anytime you guys need anything to do with firefighters or farming and ranching, I'll take your call, because I was going to brag on it today. I am getting numerous calls on a daily basis now, and I don't mind answering them, but I'm not busy doing something. But got some guy called me, texted me last night on, you remember when I was telling you about cooking those inch and a half thick ribeyes in a frying pan and then finishing them off in the oven? Text me for that. My co-host or my co-partner in crime here at the studio, that's Skinny on Sports. That was his recipe. And we got that done. And then somebody texted or called me, what was that, last Thursday or Friday, and said, hey, my dad said something about you were talking here a month or two back about what you put on your black-eyed peas in your garden to get him back to green color. And he called me. I get those kind of calls all the time, and I appreciate it. I'm no expert, especially when it comes to chemicals. I'm still learning. I'm no row cropper by no means. I do help my friends and neighbors where I live with their peanuts and stuff, but they do all the planting. I'm just the gopher. All right, anyway, I can drive a tractor sometimes. They haven't let me start dumping peanuts yet. I really want to expand, get a promotion to that this year, but I'm pretty sure they'll probably think I'll tear something up and probably won't do it. Anyway, we got clouds up north. Tom, that's not fire clouds. That's a good thing, huh? Anyway, again, appreciate all the firemen that got them fires under control in that agricultural land down there. Paul, I bet Paul Hightower was all over that. That was close to his house. That was close to the Price Farms, and I don't remember. There's all kinds of people I know down in there. Anyway, I'm glad everything worked out good, and our guys got the fires under control. And like I said, if you got hay for sale, we'll get it done here on Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. Keep our firemen in your prayers up north, and please donate any water, Gatorade, or other food you can. It's Today in Ag, Jimmy Clark. God bless.